military veterans, and active duty service members. You could become a certified cyber warrior with just 12 weeks of training at My Computer Career. Cybersecurity specialists are in high demand, and IT pros with these skills often enjoy abundant opportunity and a great lifestyle. Protect our people, liberty, and treasured institutions from cyber threats. SkillBridge and other VA benefits are available to those who qualify. Learn more at mycomputercareer.edu/CWP. That's mycomputercareer.edu/CWP.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same Game Parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets, like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Things are crazy right now.
Just read a paper.
On second thought, don't.
You're listening to something rock solid. Something to depend on.
Believe in.
Expert information on gaming.
Odds.
And more.
This
is Sports Grid Radio on Sirius XM.
Rage! Sports Rage with Gabe Morenci.
Rage all you want.
Let's roll. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabe Morenci. The pimps, the players, the hustlers, the people that bust them, and everybody else in between. Sunday, Bloody Sunday has begun. There's a lot of stuff to unpack. Week 10 of the National Football League. That's right. We're 10 weeks in. There is one game remaining on the card of Monday Night Football. The Los Angeles Rams and the San Francisco 49ers. There's a lot of stuff to unpack. Ian Cameron will kick it with us. Mo Khan will throw it now with us as well. So the Kansas City Chiefs, evidently their demise was a little bit premature. As we told you all week that we're going to be sitting here on Sunday night talking about how the Kansas City Chiefs are not done. And in fact, the Kansas City Chiefs are only not done. The Kansas City Chiefs are now in first place. All right, so basically, you look at the AFC West, and I think everybody had their opportunity to knock off the Kansas City Chiefs and bury them early, and they let them off the hook, literally and figuratively. And now the Kansas City Chiefs are in first place, and does anybody really believe that, they're not just going to cruise from here on out right now as everybody else around them loses? Everybody else lost in the division today besides the Kansas City Chiefs. It was the good, the bad, and the ugly once again in the National Football League. And you can't assume anything in the NFL. Just ask the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. All right, Heineke nearly beat Tom Brady in the playoffs last year. He beats him today. The upsets continue. The Carolina Panthers get Cam Newton back. Cam Newton scores not one but two touchdowns. All right, people weren't even sure if he was going to play. Cam Newton didn't start. You know, he wasn't starting quarterback, but they insert him into the football game, wisely so. And Cam Newton threw for a touchdown. Cam Newton also rushed for a touchdown. Carolina are actually in the playoffs right now because the Atlanta Falcons are frauds. And, it's good news, bad news for the Atlanta Falcons. You know, they're going to, listen, it's not going to be pretty for them because you're going to hear 28-3 a lot. But, you know, whatever. They lost 43-3 today. I don't know what it is with these guys in their threes, but 43-3 beatdown. Dallas rolls. Dallas rolls. The New England Patriots roll. Cleveland played like Cleveland once again. And I said this throughout the week as well. You know, the Cleveland Browns are fascinating how the public perceives them. In which when the Browns win one game and they think they're great, and the Browns lose and everybody, they're done. And I think they're closer to done than being great. The Cleveland Browns just, you know, they're a 500 football team. They're an average football team, and they are what the record says they are. And right now they're a 5-5 football team. Indianapolis Colts get the Buffalo Bills this week. We'll break it down. We'll do a line check. Ian Cameron will step up and in. We'll break down all the numbers for week 11. The Buffalo Bills absolutely throttled the New York Jets. And the New York Jets, actually, as bad as the Jets are, they've actually managed to, they're setting records for futility right now. That's saying something. And it's not Zach Wilson's fault because he's not even there. late night anger management class. This is Sports Rage. I am Gable Morenci. The pimps, the players, the hustlers, the people that bust them, and everybody else in between. We're throwing it down. Sunday, bloody Sunday. The mightier 1090 stepping up and in. We're kicking it. Sirius XM, channel 159. Mokon will join us. We've got Ian Cameron going to be kicking with us as well. We got a lot of football talk here this evening. As the Kansas City Chiefs absolutely throttle the Las Vegas Raiders this evening. And in a football game that we thought that the number was quite frankly a gift. You know, we weren't right about everything in the National Football League this Sunday and this weekend, but we were right about the Kansas City Chiefs. Mahomes throws five touchdown passes, all right? He throws five touchdown passes, and despite all the criticism and all the negativity and all the trolling, the Kansas City Chiefs are now in first place. Sole possession of first place with a 6-4 record. You are what your record says you are. And we play 10 games right now. And the Kansas City Chiefs are in first place. The Denver Broncos, quite frankly, aren't very good. The Raiders were doing this with smoke and mirrors. And quite frankly, don't really have a lot of depth. And their roster isn't very good. It's a miracle the Raiders had the record that they did. And they've been losing players along the way, as we know. The Chargers are just a bunch of chokers. So in other words, hey, you're looking at the AFC West Division champion Kansas City Chiefs. A Kansas City Chief team riding a three-game win streak right now whose confidence definitely is back offensively after Mahomes carves up the Raider defense like a turkey on Thanksgiving. And speaking of which, I can't help but think of the great song Hotel California and everybody in the AFC West. You know, they stabbed it with their steely knives, but they just couldn't kill the beast. They all took a shot, right? They took a shot and looked like the Kansas City Chiefs were sort of on the ropes earlier this season. But when, you know, when the beast is wounded, all right, when a championship fighter is wounded, when a beast is wounded, you have to seize the opportunity. You have to seize the opportunity, and the Chargers are just unable to do it. The Raiders aren't good enough, and the Broncos, well, the Broncos are the Broncos, all right? So the Broncos' little postseason dream was a short-lived one, although the standings are whack in the National Football League. And we'll get you caught up to date with the playoff picture, the updated odds, futures, division odds, and everything else in between. It's time to rage. This is Sports Rage. Vent your rage, bring it.
The Sports Grid Radio Network presents This Date in Sports History.
A long pass up to Baylor. Baylor goes in, has it.
1960, Elgin Baylor of the LA Lakers scores 71.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365 because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply. Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Points versus the New York Knicks.
His first year with the Lakers as a rookie, he led a team in scoring, rebounding, and assists.
Baylor averaged 27.4 points and 13.5 rebounds during his 14-year career with the Lakers. For Sports Grid Radio, I'm Mike Demergis.
Opinions.
Everybody's got one.
You know the rest.
The trick is finding one that's actually backed up by expert analysis and accurate information.
The word is trust.
And we've got plenty of it to go around.
Get the winning edge.
This is Sports Grid Radio on Sirius XM. You are listening to Sports Rage Late Night with Gabe Morenci.
Taste me, Gene. This is Sports Rage. I am Morenci. We're throwing it down. It's a Sunday, bloody Sunday. Week 10 of the National Football League. Pretty crazy. It feels like it was just, I don't know, 2 or 3 weeks ago that it was week one of the National Football League. And we're definitely into you are what your record says you are, but there's a logjam right now across the board. Listen, this is what they wanted. They wanted parity. I hate parity, but this is where we're at right now. And you can't blame the league for the parity situation. You can blame the teams for quite frankly, not being very good, right? Like, that's what it comes down to. Another very weird weekend of football in the National Football League. Weird weekend kind of in college as well. And we'll talk some college football. We'll get you caught up to date with the updated odds and the futures, but whatever. We're all just at the mercy of the college football rankings, and they don't come out until Tuesday. But Oklahoma bit the dust, of course. Our condolences to Sooner Lisa. The Michigan Wolverines are still alive. Michigan State gets Ohio State this week. They're getting like 18.5 points in that football game. But let's talk some NFL football right now. And I think it was kind of symbolic, wasn't it? I think it was symbolic that there was a fork on the field tonight in Las Vegas, and you can put a fork in the Las Vegas Raiders season right now. Now, I don't know how there was a fork on the field. I put it this way. Like, why was there a fork on the field? Like, it doesn't make any sense. You know what I'm saying? Like, okay, there was a beer can on the field. All right, there was, I don't know. Yeah, some keys. Someone threw some keys at somebody. Did somebody throw a fork on them? And it was at midfield, too. Like, literally, it was, like, pretty much on the Raider logo. I would ask, like, how come none of these jackass referees noticed that there was a fork on the field? But whatever, man. These guys can't see 340-pound linemen correctly. How the hell are these old men going to spot a fork on the field? But, yeah, there was a fork. I think it is symbolic, though. Like, the Raiders, like, just get a gif of the buddy of Jefferson holding the fork up. And the refs are so stupid, they played on. Like, buddy before the play is like, hey, there's a fork on the field. Like, he picks up the fork, he shows everybody, and he throws the fork away, and nobody really says anything. Like, you know, this is a legitimate question, though. Like, how would a fork be in the middle of an NFL football field? Like, it really is a legitimate question, isn't it? Like, did somebody throw a fork? No. Someone would have noticed if somebody threw a fork, and no one's going to be able to throw a fork that far to the midfield like this. Like, it was literally in the middle of the field, this fork. I got to tell you, my assumption, like, just me thinking out loud here, is pretty much I blame the Raiders. Like, I'm thinking the Raiders are a bunch of cheaters and they're evil and stuff, and they had a fork in their sock or something to try to stab someone with it. I don't know. They are the Raiders, right? That's what I'm sort of thinking. But I think it's pretty symbolic, isn't it? That there was an effing fork. All right. Just when you think you've seen it all. Just when you think you've seen it all. One thing about Las Vegas, too. The Raiders don't have a home field advantage. And they won't have a home field advantage. It's a distinct problem for them. All right, like, the problem is, listen, Kansas City fans travel wherever, right? A lot of these cold weather market fans will travel because they want to get out of the cold weather in their city that they're in. Like, you'll notice the Buffalo Bill fans travel everywhere. Kansas City travels everywhere. The Packer fans travel everywhere. It's mostly the cold weather fans that'll travel. But Vegas is the destination. Like, if you're going to go see your team on the road and they're playing in Vegas, where are you going to go? You're going to go, hey, let's go to Vegas and see them on the road to Vegas. And it seems to me like every week, like, the Raiders just don't have any sort of distinct home field advantage besides the fact that they have forks on the field. So Mahomes just absolutely lights it up. They're in first place right now.
the Chargers, you know, the Chargers are a disappointment. Right? The Chargers' defense is a disappointment. They can't make plays when they have to. Justin Herbert turns the football over too much. The Raiders, without Henry Ruggs, just do not have the explosiveness. Like, basically, you notice now, all you have to do is double-team Waller. So you double-team Waller, who's going to beat you? Zay Jones? Renfro? I know Renfro's a nice story, and everyone always likes the little white guy and stuff every time a little white wide receiver does well. But he ain't scaring anybody, right? He'll make a play here and there, but they can't stretch the field. They were already, you know, Ruggs wasn't great to begin with. But the thing with Ruggs was he was so fast that, you know, he would stretch the field, right? And he was getting open a bit, and it would be a concern because he was so fast. Now they don't have to worry, right? Now they can crowd the line. They can pinch in. They can just sort of, you know what I mean? They can sort of hang around Waller and know that no one else can really beat them deep down the field. And the Raiders are going to have a problem moving forward. It's, you know, listen, you tip your cap to these guys. They've been to, you know, there's been a lot of stuff that's gone on there. And Mo Khan will join us. Mo of TSN Radio. Mo was a great wide receiver. They could use him, actually. But we'll discuss this. Like, it was kind of a miracle the Raiders were, they had the record that they did. Like, if you recall, I was talking about Gruden before Gruden got fired. That Gruden was not a very good coach. Like, let's, you know, like, if you look at the Raiders, it's like, all right, Gruden's kind of an idiot. Mayock is kind of an idiot. I mean, guys, they have like three players out of their last two drafts play. Like, the Raiders have screwed everything up they touch, they screw up, right? Like, the draft has been a train wreck and a disaster. A train wreck and a disaster. The personnel has been a disaster. They've cut two, like, you know what I mean, first round and second round draft picks in the last 3 weeks. You know what I mean? The Raiders are the only team in NFL history that their third round pick 2 years in a row never played a snap for them. Like, that's unacceptable in fantasy football, let alone real football. Right? Like, the Raiders are a clown show. Let's just call it out for what it is. But somehow they would win. like, I don't know. You know what I mean? Like, it was one of those, like, well, I don't know how they're doing this. So I really like the Chiefs coming into tonight. And because of all of this and because of all of the above, and here we are right now, the Chiefs get it done this evening. Mahomes, Kelce, Hill, it was vintage Kansas City Chief. You just sort of got the feeling that tonight would be the night and the Raiders were the right opponent for them to do this. So I'm not surprised about this result. Now, we were talking about the Buffalo Bills. And listen, I'm not here. You know, if I was the Buffalo Bills coach tonight, like after the game in the room, I would be like, you know, when they do the game ball, I would, if I was the Buffalo Bills head coach McDermott, I would have the ball and I'd hold the ball up and I'd say, game ball, nobody. I'd say, game ball, nobody. And I'd put the ball in the case and I'd say, let's get back to work. And that's it. No game balls. No game balls. Well, you want game balls. You want game balls. Well, you beat the New York Jets. Listen, I can round up like 11 crackheads outside the Port Authority, and you know, we'll give the Jets. I'll coach them. We'll give the Jets a run. The Jets are bad, bad. The Jets are so bad, fans were crying today. Okay? And I'm not mocking them for crying. Like, it was so bad. There was a picture on Twitter, basically. Some old guy's been going to Jet games forever, and it wore him out today. You know what I mean? Like, so the guy was just sitting there, like, with a tear in his eye. And some other Jet fan was hugging him, and, like, Bills fans. Like, somebody was a picture on Twitter about it. Yeah, the Jets have allowed 175 points in their last four games. Most allowed in a four-game span by any team since 1970. All right, good job. Like I said, at least the Jets, hey, you're setting records. Late Night Anger Management Class, this is Sports Rage. Vent your rage, bring it.
college football full circle.
I love Sam Howell, but he's not elite. Kenny Pickett's a great story. He's not elite. Now, I know the draft gurus, he's flying up the charts. Kenny Pickett, he's not a first-round draft pick. He's just
he's
not.
He's going to be, just so you know. He's gonna,
and
he's
that just shows you, round. If we thought last year's draft class was eh, this year is eh as well.
It's college football full circle, weekdays, 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific, on the home of the Winning Edge, the Sports Grid Radio Network.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Work. Winning doesn't just happen.
It takes a plan.
A strategy. All based on expert analysis and trusted information.
That's what you get.
Right here.
The Winning Edge.
We're not just doing this because we're nice guys.
This is Sports Grid Radio on Sirius XM.
Halfback passes to the center. Back to the wing. Back to the center. Center holds it. Holds it. Holds it.
Halfback passes to center. Back to wing. Back to center. Center holds it. Holds it. Holds it.
I can't bear this any longer. I'm leaving.
I'm still wondering and trying to figure out how the Green Bay Packers were credited with an interception in the end zone when the ball hit the ground. I'm also wondering why the Green Bay Packers were awarded possession of a football after Aaron Rodgers fumbled the ball and it was recovered by Seattle. Hey, listen, I am Gabriel Morency. We're waiting on Mo Khan here. We're trying to figure this out. We'll get Mo Khan on momentarily. And like I said, Mo's actually a Raider fan, and Mo's a good wide receiver, played Concordia University. I think they could use him. So Seattle got shut out today. First time in Russell Wilson's career. Listen, it's been a hell of a year for Russell Wilson. Russell Wilson played like 149 games in a row. He never missed a start. He gets hurt. Of course, Russell Wilson, unfortunately, with someone close to him, passed away. And now he gets shut out for the first time in his career. Right? It's like, I know he's Mr. Positive, but at some point. So, you want to talk about positivity, and I've lived in a lot of different markets and cities, and I see different news. And, like, you know, as gamblers, we all, like, listen and watch, like, different, like, you know what I mean? You see every NBA game, and you're like, oh, God, these guys are homers. And, like, right? So you hear every sort of, you know, broadcast crew and stuff. For me, I got to tell you, like, I didn't know anyone could be, like, bigger homers than the Clippers. But I got to tell you, man, Seattle, they're right there. Like, so I'm watching, so right after the game, come after the Seattle game, like, they have a bunch of local shows and stuff. And I got to tell you, they've been going on for hours. John Clayton's great. John Clayton's on, you know, on the show and stuff. And the headline on the screen, and they've left it up for the entire show, was Seahawks fall short in Green Bay. And it's like, what do you mean fall short? You lost 17-0. You didn't fall short. You fell down. You didn't fall short. 17-16 is falling short. So I got put up by their headline, and I'm like, dear God, they didn't fall short. Like, yeah, you fell short. You lost 17-0. You're useless, right? You didn't fall short. You suck. That's what you should say. Seahawks suck. That should be the headline. Seahawks fall short. So that's the headline. And then I was just watching before our show started tonight, because I like John Clayton. So I'm like, hey, what's John Clayton saying? And they had a dude at the stadium who interviewed Will Disley, the tight end for the Seahawks. And Buddy says, And here's one of the stars of the Seattle Seahawks offensive performance today. He had two catches. They got shut out. He had two catches. What one of the stars? What? Yeah, yeah. One of the stars. Okay. One of the stars. Like, I'm thinking, all right, so you guys have them falling short. Now, 17-0 is not falling short. Like I said, my headline, and listen, I know the average is going to upset everybody in Seattle if you have the headline, Seahawks suck, but whatever. The Seahawks do suck, all right? I know you want to be positive and everything like that, and, you know, and I try to be positive, too. I'm not down with negativity, but at some point, you got to call it out for what it is. The Seahawks have serious problems, and it starts, we can talk about this every damn week, It's Pete Carroll, it's the coaching staff. I know they're going to talk about Russell Wilson and him coming back and his finger and all this. It was the same crap before Russell Wilson got hurt. They were actually somewhat better with Geno Smith. You know, the interception shouldn't have been called an interception, but also, like, I don't know what the hell Russell Wilson's doing throwing that football. Russell Wilson extends these plays for no reason. He takes sacks. And the play calling for the Seattle Seahawks is, it's erratic at best. There's no flow. There's no identity. They'll run the ball a couple of times, get nothing, and then throw a bomb. Like, there's no rhythm. If something works, they don't go back to it. They don't involve their star players. I mean, there was talk about Odell Beckham going there, and as I stated last week, why the hell would you have Odell Beckham go there? Why would you have Odell Beckham go when you can't even get the ball to the guys that you have now? Right? Like, you know, like if I was Odell, I would watch and I'd think, yeah, sure, it sounds good playing with Metcalf, Lockett, and Wilson. But the coaching staff are a bunch of morons that can't get the ball to anybody. Like, they just don't. And it's amazing. Every game is the same thing for the Seattle Seahawks. They'll throw the ball to, like, Swain on 3rd and 8, right? They'll throw the ball to Dizzy. Like, they don't throw the ball to Metcalf or Lockett in key situations. Like, and, you know, I don't know how many offensive coordinators. Listen, we could talk about this. Like I said, we could put the Seahawk rage basically in a time loop and just play it over and over about how the Seattle Seahawks play calling sucks. And it would be justifiable on a weekly basis. All right? It would be justifiable on a weekly basis. Their play calling is bad. Look, it goes back to the Super Bowl in which they screwed up. The ball was on the one-yard line. And that's why everybody hates Pete Carroll that was on that team, because they're like, you screwed us out of a Super Bowl because all you had to do was give it to Marshawn Lynch. Like, you know what I mean? Like, whatever Seattle should do, he does the opposite. All right, we've tracked down Mr. Mo Khan. I believe Mo was just finalizing details on his contract with the Raiders because they could use a wide receiver. Mo, depth is a little thin. Mo Khan steps up and in. Hell of a wide receiver, Concordia University. Chattagy Raider as well, TSN Radio. What's up, Mo? How you doing?
I'm well, Gabe. Yourself, my man.
Well, I'm doing okay. I'm doing all right. Listen, I'm not a Raider fan. I'm a Bills fan. So far, you know,
far
so good today. I'm in a little better mood today than I was last week after the Jacksonville game. But like I said, I'm not giving out any game balls for beating the New York Jets. But let's talk about your Raiders. And I think tonight, Mo, this game is going to be remembered as the Crossroads game. It's going to be remembered as the night for everybody else that all the Mahomes and the Chiefs, you know, were reborn, so to speak. But listen, they were on a two-game win streak coming into tonight, right? They were winning football games. They just weren't putting up big numbers. Yet, the Chiefs were on the ropes. When you look at their conference record, they, you know what I mean? Like, they have to win a division to make the playoffs. And the Chargers, the Raiders, and the Broncos just don't seem capable of slaying the beast. And I think tonight people will look back on the season and go, yeah, week 10 was the night that everything changed in the AFC West. And here we are after 10 weeks, the Kansas City Chiefs are in sole possession of first place again.
Yeah, Gabe, you know, this could be a seminal moment for the Chiefs' season. Again, you're right. You know, we go back to the game against the Packers last Sunday where they looked pathetic and people were questioning, hey, they couldn't beat an Aaron Rodgers-less team with what Green Bay did. And I think in this game tonight that it was. Look, they exploited the Raiders right now and the weaknesses that they had in the secondary. And this is a team that has been decimated by the injury bug, by the lack of performance from their first-round picks in that secondary. And Patrick Mahomes looked like the Mahomes from 2 years ago, where he was simply sublime out there and was able to control the line of scrimmage with his ingenuity, his ability to buy time in the pocket, and just open up this Raider defense. And I think now moving forward here with the Raiders now having the Bengals coming up and then the Cowboys on Thanksgiving Day Thursday, those are two pivotal games for the Raiders season if they're going to be in play for a wild card spot. Now for the Chiefs moving forward, they're in a great position to perhaps control this division and perhaps be at least a 4 seed, if not a 3 seed, whatever it might be at the end of the day, for a playoff run that could materialize if Mahomes plays like this from here on in.
Mo, I was always amazed that the Raiders had the record that they did, that they were winning games like they were earlier in the year. I didn't really think much of Gruden, right? I didn't think much of Gruden, but they were finding a way to win. And then they lose Gruden, and, you know, they find a way to win a couple of games again still. And then you have the Ruggs situation. Listen, Arnett never really played anyways. But ultimately now, Mo, and I saw you tweeting about this, and you can correct me, but how many players in the last 2 years of the draft are actually playing? Three? Is it three of them? And I brought up that the Raiders are the only team in NFL history, Mo, to two consecutive years in a row that their third-round pick never played a down for them, all right? And that's unacceptable in fantasy football. Like, you can't screw up the third-round pick in a fantasy football draft, right? Let alone, like, a real draft. But you look at, like, so you look at Ruggs, you look at Arnett, you look at, like, the players that they're cutting and they bring in. It's been a disaster. And I don't know if it's Mayock. I don't know if it's Gruden. But people say Gruden actually had more control than Mayock, that Mayock's just sort of there, that Gruden actually had the final say on players and everything. But their lack of depth is a problem. Like, it's a miracle they're actually in this thing. That's what I'm getting at, Mo. When you look at how much they've screwed up the draft over the last couple of years, and you look at the lack of depth that they have at so many positions, it's a miracle that they're in, that they have the record that they do this year.
Yeah, you know, Gabe, when you look at this draft, let's go back to the Cleveland Farrell draft, when they had three first-round picks. It took Cleveland Farrell over Devin White. Devin White, who plays linebacker for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, has more sacks than Farrell does as a rush end. That's the first mistake that they did. You talk about Jonathan Abram, who got exploited again. This is the second Sunday Night Football game against the Chiefs in 2 years, Gabe, where Abram got bossed by a receiver, or this time a running back, for a big touchdown that pretty much broke the camel's back in the Raiders' situation. And you look at Josh Jacobs, who has been inconsistent with the injury bug in the last year and a half here. So this Raiders team has definitely flamed out with the draft day. The question now is for Mark Davis. If you blow it up, you bring in a new regime, who knows?
Yeah, well, who knows what that guy's ever thinking. More with Mo Khan on the other side. The Late Night Anger Match Request continues.
Sports professor Rick Harrow inside the $1.3 trillion business of sports with your Sports News Minute, announcing the latest numbers from CBS Viacom and what they mean. Well, a $6.6 billion quarter, pretty good. And it's also 16% over estimates and last year's quarter, which is even better. And it also reflects a 22% increase in NFL viewing from the first quarter of this year that the NFL was held, the third quarter, and that's even better. And the bottom line is the NFL ratings key into profits and revenues with all the big guys. Now you know why the dollars are so significant for the NFL, because it drives the meter. The other
step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Piece of this is 47 million subscribers on streaming. That is a major advantage for Viacom and a leader in every other part of the industry. Sports Professor Rick Harrow, Sports News Minute.
When you need to know something, you trust someone who's been right on the money before. That's where we come in.
That's what we do.
But we just call it the winning edge to save time. You're listening to Sports Grid Radio on Sirius XM.
They're what we thought they were. We played them in preseason. Who the hell takes a third game in a preseason like it's bull? We played them in the third game. Everybody played three quarters. The Bears are who we thought they were. And that's why we took the damn field. Now, if you want to crown them, then crown their ass. But they are who we thought they were. And we let them off the hook.
We let them off the hook. The late night anger management class, the mighty 1090. We're feeling mighty after cashing tickets with the Kansas City Chiefs tonight. Sirius XM, channel 159, Sports Grid Radio Networks, the loudest station in the nation. We got Mo Khan with us, and Mo, you're going to appreciate this. So, as I stated, I've got a bunch of stuff going on here, but I still have the Seattle. I have one of the Seattle affiliates rolling on, and they have, it's one of those Sunday night type of, Sunday night sports / food shows or whatever. It's actually making me want to drink and eat right now. I'm not going to lie. So, they got like Giordano's, a bunch of Seattle Kraken players, essentially. And they're doing an interview with the local news, and you know what I mean? But they're in a bar and they're eating poutines. So, I was unaware. So, yeah, poutine's a thing in Seattle right now. It didn't look bad. And I got the sound down, but the players were all liking it. They were all nodding their head, and they were all down. And you're in the land of poutine in Montreal. Oh, the Montreal Canadiens are kind of playing like a poutine now, aren't they? And for the record, people wondering what a poutine is. Yeah, if you're wondering what a poutine is, it's basically just French fries, gravy, and curd cheese on top. Wisconsin style, it's a big thing in Quebec, but I know they have it in Wisconsin, it's in Vegas, it's popping up, it's popping up. There's Canadians everywhere that are bringing it to different places. I think it would catch on. I think if people have it, they like it, but if they hear about it, they get thrown off. They're not used to it, right? they're not used to it. But you're a pretty healthy guy. How many poutines? Do you eat poutine? Do you eat them all? You're a pretty healthy guy, though.
You know what, Gabe? On Friday nights, you know a lot of the guys from TSN Radio, Mitch Melnick, and those guys. And what we did was Friday night we went to watch the Canada Costa Rica World Cup qualifier game at a local bar. So I had some French fries then, but I have not had a poutine, I would say, in probably 2-3 years since a midnight table at a wedding that I was at back in August of 2018 or 2019. So it's been a couple of years, but
they're serving poutine at a wedding. It's quite the wedding.
Yeah, midnight poutine table, man. At a wedding. New in vogue thing here.
At a wedding, fries and gravy and the cheese. That's hardcore. Yeah, I told you. I knew you were healthy. Mo, I bet she's not eating them. I crush a few of them a week. Right? Still this day. Like I said, I don't eat very healthy though. Some of these things they pack 2,300 calories. Right? You get the French fries, the nice thick gravy, and then the cheese on top. So, yeah, just quickly, I want to get back to football, but quickly about the Montreal Canadiens. They played the Bruins tonight. Man, from last year's Stanley Cup run, I never saw things falling apart like this, Mo, as much as they've fallen apart for this team.
Yeah, it's gone off the rails from that perspective. But you think about, Gabe, the roster turnover from where they were in Game 5 of their loss to Tampa to where we are today after their loss to Boston in Beantown on Sunday night. This is a team that's done a 180 of where they were. This is a team that had a short layover of a rest period for them to prepare for this season. And there's a lot of questions, right? Jeff Molson has been awfully silent, the owner of the Montreal Canadiens, and where he sees this team going in the direction that we don't know yet. Mark Bergevin, the GM of this team, could be a lame duck. I know you're on 1090 in L.A. He could be the L.A. Kings GM come next fall.
Yeah, that's the big word, isn't it?
Whether or not he will. Yeah,
that he wants to go to L.A., right? That he wants to go to L.A. anyways, right?
Right, right. Exactly.
His life will be a lot easier there.
Right, that's it. He's got a strong rapport with Luke Robitaille and Pat Brisson of Newport, who lives out in L.A. So there is L.A. connections with them from Montreal. So I just think right now, Gabe, they're hoping to have Carey Price back in the lineup, you would imagine, hopefully by Christmas. But if we get to that point where they're still in a muddle of things here, this team could definitely lose its will of trying to get into the playoff spot or playoff discussion by the new year. So this week they got the Rangers on Tuesday, Penguins on Thursday, the Predators on Saturday. And look at their schedule for the month of November. I don't see a win until probably November 29th when Vancouver plays the Montreal Canadiens. And that might not be as easy as it looks from the early get-go of how the Canucks have been so far this year.
Ah, the Canucks are a train wreck as well. They want blood, too. They want to fire everybody there. It's going to be a hostile holiday season for a lot of people and a lot of sports. There's a lot of college coaches, college football coaches, NFL coaches, NHL coaches. Every NHL GM goes to bed scared every night thinking, oh, God, I'm going to get exposed for that night in Columbus 6 years ago. Everybody goes to bed worried in the NHL. So, Mo, I got to tell you, let me ask you, what do you think about, we'll get to Odell in a second, but I love these stories, and I love seeing people, especially jackasses on Twitter and social media, it's the worst nowadays, and everyone laughs, oh, Cam Newton's done, ha, 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 Cam Newton, and they laugh, and same thing, nobody wants Odell Beckham, and blah, 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 and then he ends up on the Rams, and then we see Cam Newton and the spark that he provided. Like, yeah, P.J. Walker was the quarterback, but Cam Newton runs for the touchdown, throws a touchdown. You see the enthusiasm that he brings. And you know, you were a football player, Mo, so all sports are emotion. Athletes are emotional people. But football is probably the most emotional. Like, baseball, you're supposed to be cerebral, right? You don't want to be too emotional, right? Like, football is the emotional sport where you live off of that. And Cam Newton might not be the guy, but you can speak to this better than anyone, Mo. Like, he might not be the player he was, but you know everybody looks up to him in that room a hell of a lot more than they do Sam Darnold, right? And they like P.J. Walker, but P.J. Walker's P.J. Walker. When Cam Newton walks in, he's larger than life, right? And you just see the enthusiasm, that the spark that he brings. There's reports that he could start next week, even though that they won today with Walker starting. There's reports that Newton's probably going to be the starter against Washington next week. What's your take on Cam Newton coming back? And, hey, good for him that he was able to score like that. Great day for Cam Newton today.
Yeah, it comes full circle because if you recall, Gabe, his first ever start in the NFL in 2011 was against Arizona in that same stadium and had a massive game. And he came back to Arizona to play with the Panthers once more to do what he did on Sunday afternoon. But let's not forget, Gabe, right? This Panther team, when you look at their home dates that they had against Philly, the Patriots, and so on and so forth, it was almost a road game for the home team in Carolina playing the Eagles and Patriots. I think David Tepper, the owner of the Carolina Panthers, realized, look, we need to make some changes here because we're not going to go far if we don't have a superstar box office name, and Cam Newton being one of those guys. I think Cam will reinvigorate the fan base to come back to the games in Charlotte, to come watch home games for however long he will be there. But let's not forget, Gabe, like, he might bring a shot in the arm for what they have because they have a really good defense and a decent offense to work with. But Matt Rhule and David Tepper have to find their franchise quarterback because they will have to look out after the season and perhaps get themselves will be their fourth starting quarterback in the last 2 years of what will be under their tenureship. So I think right now for this organization, for this team to move forward, I don't think Cam Newton is a long-term solution, but this will be a huge offseason whether or not Deshaun Watson might be in play or they go through the draft or somewhere else. But they got to find themselves a franchise quarterback and stick with that plan because you can't keep on rotating quarterbacks like they've done so far from Teddy Bridgewater, Darnold, and Cam Newton.
Well, you and I think the same, Mo, because I brought the same thing up when they made the move, because I do like Cam Newton, and I think he can help this football team, because I think he's better than Darnold, and I think he's better than P.J. Walker. You know, kind of the same, but he's got more experience. I don't mind playing the both of them, to be honest with you, but I brought up the same thing. I said, well, what's your plan, though, guys? So think about it. Last year, bro, they gave Bridgewater a lot of money. I think they're still paying him a bit. They ate some of that, right? Oh, yeah, so they gave Bridgewater. you know, you bring Bridgewater in, and you're like, no, not Bridgewater. You bring Sam Darnold in. It was just 3 weeks ago. Remember, Matt Rhule said, we see Sam Darnold being a very successful quarterback for the future. That lasted about 3 weeks. You benched him, and then he's hurt, and Sam Darnold's done. And Sam Darnold, even though they picked up his option, it's no money, Mo, right? It was like, yeah, he already got paid everything. It's like, you know, $4 million going to cost him if they want to cut him. So, like, Sam Darnold's not. So they go through that plan. I just thought they should have taken Justin Fields this year. But, and so my feeling was, well, what's the point of having Cam Newton and ended up going 8-9, missing the playoffs, and then what? You know, you just get a worse draft pick. Yet, you look at the playoff picture in the NFC. It's pretty much wide open, man, for that last wild card. Like, as it is now, Carolina in, and you nailed it with David Tepper. That guy's an extremely rich man. He doesn't like failing. He doesn't want to hear, oh, let's wait. And you're bang on, and I said the same thing the other day, Mo. I said, man, Darnold sucks. You can't sell tickets with P.J. Walker. They can't let this thing slip away. I think it was a good PR move because Cam Newton's super popular in Charlotte. But I think it was a good football move as well. I think it's a shot in the arm for the team, and they get McCaffrey back. So it was like a 2-for-1 bonus for these guys in the room.
Yeah, they do. I think Cam will bring a different element that, hey, he can still use his legs when he's called upon it. And he did do it a couple times against Arizona on Sunday. But the thing is, Gabe, right, when you look at Matt Rhule, when he first became the head coach, he didn't view Cam Newton as being the guy to carry the franchise. So I'll be curious to see how Joe
That's
Brady,
a good point.
The OC, the Panthers, will utilize them in the system. Because for Joe Brady, if he's able to rectify Cam's career for this small sample size, it puts Joe Brady in that position to perhaps get himself an NFL head coaching job, whether it's this year or next year. So there's a lot of moving parts of success and how this could play out for Cam Newton. And I think now for the Carolina Panthers, and you're right, for David Tepper, he wants to win now and have a superstar box office name to be the face of the franchise in the Carolinas for the next decade or so.
You know, it's funny, Mo. You know, NFL jerseys and stuff, you know, when a player's not on a team anymore, you know, they go into the discount and they're, like, on sale and stuff.
Yeah.
And I saw online, like, Cam Newton jerseys are, like, $50, $40 and stuff, like all these sales. I was wondering if they lift the sale now because suddenly they're relevant again, the jersey, right? So, oh, yeah, I guarantee you. Let's compare, Mo. I'm going to look at the last home game the Panthers played to the attendance for their game this week against Washington. I would bet $500 there's more people.
Don't forget about that, right?
Oh, good call, yeah. But yeah, exactly. I'm willing to bet a lot of them. I'd be at $500 there's more people at this game right now that Cam Newton's back. Like, the stadium's going to be full. Rivera's coming back. Newton's back. McCaffrey's back. They've got the wild card spot now suddenly. Suddenly there's enthusiasm. So what about Odell? Does this continue? You know he's going to play tomorrow. The Rams just aren't going to say it, right? I'm even hearing reports, actually, that he could return punts as well. What do you think about Odell? What kind of impact does he have now with Woods being out, too?
He'll have an impact because Odell Beckham will attract attention. Look, we know it's Cooper Kupp's offense in L.A. We know that he's the guy that really is the guy that stirs the drink in terms of what he does. But what Odell Beckham will do is that he can still get open on those intermediate routes. And I think the key for Sean McVay is how to utilize him. Cleveland did not utilize him properly in that system. And towards the end of his time in New York, he was not used properly. So now you have a guy like Boyd Genius and Sean McVay, who is an offensive mastermind. Can he get him in those one-on-one matchups against maybe the second-best DB or the third-best DB where he can win that battle? Because, again, Gabe, if you look at Odell Beckham, he has been insane in the last 2 years with injuries and whatnot. If he can still produce at that level, maybe 85%, the Rams have to sell the home run going towards the final 8 games of their schedule.
We'll wrap up with Mo Khan on the other side. Well said, Mo. Late Night Anger Management Class continues.
This is the Technology Minute with George Capalbo.
Spider silk made from goat milk? It could save your life. Not science fiction. Fabric made of synthetic spider silk, stronger than steel or Kevlar, is being spun in mass quantities by biotech researchers at Utah State University by genetically modifying goats to contain the spider silk protein in their milk. genetically engineered goat milk spider silk really has all sorts of amazing uses. Super strong automobile airbags. Bulletproof vests. Super lightweight high performance aircraft. Artificial human ligaments. Or ride a space elevator.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
You're to orbit on an indestructible spider silk tether. Follow me at G Capelvo on Twitter and stay tuned to The Technology Minute for more cool stuff like this.
It's simple, really.
You have a choice.
Either listen to Sports Grid and get the winning edge,
or don't,
and get really good at explaining things to your increasingly impatient wife.
Happy wife, happy life, dude.
You're listening to Sports Grid Radio on Sirius XM.
Level one, quickest 180 minutes in sports talk radio. So listen, Mo, I thought the stupidest thing, we got like 3 minutes here with Mo Khan. Great stuff as always, Mo. I thought the stupidest thing today was there was a fork on the field. I don't know why, how, but there was a fork on the field in Las Vegas. I'm blaming the Raiders. I think one of the Raiders had it like in his sock or something, and he was going to stab someone with it. Like Bill Romanowski would be proud. Romanowski would be proud of that. But if you guys saw Pete Carroll so clueless, he tried to throw the challenge flag. He threw his cell phone. Like, so Pete Carroll had a cell phone in his pocket, and he dropped the say. Like, he looks at the ref, Mo. He looks at the ref like he wants to challenge something, and he dropped his cell phone on the crest. It's like, all right, coach. Like, all right, Grandpa, we're getting close to the end here, Pete. All right, you just dropped your cell phone instead of the challenge flag. But I wanted to ask you, college football on the way out here. So Oklahoma loses. That sort of clears things up. Even though they were behind everybody, they would have been in if they would have kept winning. So they're sort of out of the way now. The Big 12, I don't know if the Big 12 is eliminated, but they probably are. How do you feel about Cincinnati, like in the big picture? Are you pro or anti-Cincinnati being in the playoffs?
No, I'm pro. I think they deserve a shot. Look, I know they're getting nailed for the fact that they've not been blown out their conference opponents so far in the last few weeks of play. I know Tulane kind of gave them a run for their money in the fourth quarter, and they won on the weekend here. But look, I think they deserve it. Luke Fickle's built a team that has definitely defied the odds, and they are a team, again, like the Big 12 will bring them in the coming years here, that deserves a chance. Now, whether they go as a 3 or 4 seed, I don't know, but I think the committee will definitely hold that against them playing in an inferior conference like they do in the AAC. So I think at the end of the day, the Bearcats deserve a shot in my eyes, but they probably won't get it because they're not a part of that elite of the Power Fives in the NCAA.
They're going to need – I'm for and I'm against them. I don't think – you know what I mean? I don't think their schedule is great, yeah. But at the same point in time, I think they're justifiably – you can't tell them no. I think they can play with people as much as anyone else can. You know, it's not their fault right. They're in the conference that they are. Yeah, they're going to need help still. They need Georgia to beat Bama again, and now there's already talk about Bama getting in with 2 losses, which would just sicken me if that happened. Mo, great stuff as always, my man. Thanks for the time, Mo.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
military veterans, and active duty service members. You could become a certified cyber warrior with just 12 weeks of training at My Computer Career. Cybersecurity specialists are in high demand, and IT pros with these skills often enjoy abundant opportunity and a great lifestyle. Protect our people, liberty, and treasured institutions from cyber threats. SkillBridge and other VA benefits are available to those who qualify. Learn more at mycomputercareer.edu/CWP. That's mycomputercareer.edu/CWP.
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/talk. That's forhers.com/talk. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.